From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre. Alabama voters will return to the polls Tuesday after an unusually long primary election season. The primary runoff was postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. The biggest race on the ballot is the Republican runoff for U.S. Senate between former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and former Auburn University football coach Tommy Tuberville. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
Jeff Sessions recently held a press conference in front of Birmingham's Woodlawn High School to rail against the school board for canceling a contract with the Church of the Highlands. The megachurch had rented space in two schools for Sunday services. The school board canceled the agreement after the church's senior pastor liked tweets by the leader of a conservative organization that some interpreted as racist.
In this great country of ours, people have a right to their individual viewpoints. Those individual viewpoints cannot be required to be suppressed, silenced, before somebody can rent a building with the school board.
It's the type of issue Sessions has been serving up for years, along with a hard line on immigration, skepticism of free trade, and suspicion of China. But in this contest, arguably the first competitive one for Sessions in decades, he has to contend with the biggest voice in Republican politics right now, President Donald Trump. Sessions was an early backer of candidate Trump and served as his attorney general before a falling out between the two. Trump was furious Sessions recused himself from the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Sessions says it was required by law. Trump has attacked Sessions on Twitter and endorsed Tommy Tuberville. Sessions recently told Mobile radio station WAVH he still supports the president's agenda and is the better advocate for it.
Look, he's mad at me. Everybody knows that. He's decided he'd like to see Tommy Tuberville be elected. We know that. But Mr. Tuberville does not know the issues like I do.
Tuberville, who is making his first run for public office, is happy to play up the friction between Trump and Sessions.
Jeff Sessions quit on the president, and he failed Alabama.
Tuberville promotes himself as an outsider and draws on his past as Auburn's football coach. In a recent ad, he stands among athletes working out in a gym.
It's time for these weak politicians to go. I'm very proud to be endorsed by President Trump. I'm running to help him drain the swamp and build the wall.
These ads have been about the only place the public could see Tuberville during the runoff. He's largely avoided media appearances and ignored Sessions' call for debates. He's faced criticism over his handling of a case involving a football player accused of sexual assault and his involvement in a hedge fund in which his partner pleaded guilty to fraud. The little public polling that's been done suggests Tuberville is ahead. He's also raised more money than Sessions in this most recent reporting period. That potential lead appears to be big enough his campaign is comfortable running out the clock by keeping a low profile, according to Lori Owens. She's a political science professor at Jacksonville State University. Owens says the two candidates are similar on issues. Both would be conservative senators and supporters of Trump. She says it's partly a contest of style, with Sessions a more calm Southern gentleman to Tuberville's gregarious personality.
What are the voters looking for? Are they looking for someone who's calm and seasoned and has political experience? Or are they looking for a new face, a fresh face, somebody that they think will shake things up?
Owens is skeptical the president's endorsement will be the deciding factor. She says voters have a variety of reasons for choosing which candidate to select. Plus,
voters don't necessarily want you to tell them how to vote. So you can overplay that sometimes.
President Trump is 0-for-2 in backing winning Alabama Senate candidates. A third shot will come Tuesday. The winner faces Democratic incumbent Senator Doug Jones in November. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.